This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty much everything Joe was calling, all the different looks we was practicing, we got them in the game and executed at a high level.
Did you think you were in on that touchdown there toward the end?
I mean, I'm always think I'm in, bro. But you know, respect the call. They said I was out. I was out.
I seen them make that play 100 times at practice. You know, the same way. So that ball ain't moving.
In the first half, 44-yard reception, but you got pretty open there over the middle. But you, at that time in the game, the offense was kind of needing a spark. So to be able to provide that, just what did that mean for the group overall?
I mean, it means a lot. They can count on us as receivers to, you know, provide that spark. Whether it's the run game not working that day, we need to provide it, or it is, and we just need that big play to happen. I think anybody in our room can make that play happen.
Tamari, you guys started maybe a little slower than you want defensively. You're down 10-0, but able to run off 34 straight points to win it. But what did the defense do to maybe correct things early on and respond the way that it did?
You know, really just get back to playing our brand of football. You know, just reading our keys, lining up, seeing what we need to see, not seeing too much, and just executing how we do every day in practice. So pretty much just settling in and playing our brand of football.
Can you take us through the interception? Sorry about that.
Just playing off of vision. You know, I recognized the route, pretty much double slant. I seen the quarterback go through the first window, so it was going through to the next one outside, and I was pretty much preparing myself for it to go exactly how it did, to kind of catch the tip. You know, so shout out CB Christian Benford, playing great D out there on that slant, tipped it right to me, got my second one.
Keon, the dynamic of having Cooper on this team now and just, you know, working with him and seemingly probably give him a little help because you're going to know this offense a little better than he does even as a rookie. What was your sense of his presence out there today?
I liked it. He brings a different dynamic to the offense. Another guy that can do the same similar things that I do at a very high level, and he's proven himself in the league for a long time. So just another threat, man. You got to respect it.
Did you tell him what to do on the touchdown? On his touchdown?
Nah, man. Cause he know the plays. I just help him confirm it. That's all it was.
It looked like there was some kind of communication between you two, though, before the snap.
That's the name of the game. You never can get fined for over-communicating.
Make
sure everybody doing what they need to do.
Damar, just defensively overall, the second half of the game, it seems like week in and week out, you guys are really strong after halftime. Is there anything that's happening that is making those adjustments so effective?
You know, that's to great coaching. You know, we settle in and, you know, we adjust well. And I think that's what elite teams do, elite defenses do. You know, you're able to adjust on the fly. You can practice everything you want to practice, and a team can come in here and, you know, run something completely different than what you practice all week. So you have to adjust in the game. But, you know, on our end, you know, we're just preaching start faster and play at that high level that we're playing at through four quarters.
There was a sequence in the third quarter. Bernard got a stop for Tech for loss, and then Carter on fourth down also. How big of a swing was that momentum-wise overall in the game?
Super big. You know, every drive that we take that field, we think in three and out or takeaways. So, you know, whether it's the first drive or whether it's, you know, that drive, at whatever point in the game it was, you know, it's definitely us checking our goals whenever we can get three and out, some takeaways.
Damar, what point in time in the game did y'all realize what Tennessee was doing offensively?
You know, early on, and, you know, shout out to them. they definitely had the kitchen sink as far as, you know, everything that they were doing. But, you know, early on, you know, it was pretty much just us, you know, just having to settle in and play our brand of football. You'll probably hear me say that all the time because, you know, we line up and execute and do what we need to do. We can be the best in the world.
Keon, what was it like? Seemed like you was having a lot of fun out there today. Big contributions. How excited were you to go out there and make those type of plays?
No, I mean, I was very excited, very grateful the ball kept finding me and, you know, do what I do best, just make the play. Coach put me in the position. I just got to continue to make the plays that they brought me here to make.
Now, they're saying that you couldn't run all the routes. You put that on full display today. You know what I mean?
Who said that?
You put that on full display. It's like you just, all right, Florida State, you ran certain type of routes. Today, you had a full display on crossers, back shoulders, you name it. So, you know, just to be able to put that on full display, you know, how motivating is that for you?
I mean, that's something me, the coaching staff, already knew once I got drafted here. We ain't had no doubts about that. So we're going to continue to do that.
We saw you on Thursday, like, working 45 minutes or so after practice. You said it was a secret. Were you working on something that happened in this game today?
That's the secret. I can't tell you that.
You got to keep it
worked,
secret,
though.
A secret.
It works.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.